rest of you cowboys will know something. There's a new sheriff in town.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Up from San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I've got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be. Amarillo's where I'll be.
Country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on the Survival Circle Network.
Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hanging around. But I heard someone call my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Chevy car. Smoking in a Texas with a hammer down and a rockin' little combo from the guitar down.
Absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio, Liberty Lounge. Every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern. Right here on Survival Circle.
I love to hear the steel bell coming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant. Wonder why I don't.
And it's time for the Shooting Bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
Storm is building in intensity here on the 13th of May. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. Sorry I'm a little late, but that's going to bring us to my very first topic tonight after I go over here and make sure that there's sound. We'll see what's going on. Okay, let's see a show of hands here for anybody that can hear what's going on here. The only reason I do this every single time is because I've had so much trouble. It hasn't been too bad since we've got, thank you, Tebow. Hasn't been too bad since we've got the, the satellite internet now. Cost a little bit more money, but, we got that just specially for this show, or for our internet, ability to have the internet, you know, reliably. And so that's why I check every time, because we've had so much trouble, I just kind of got in the habit of it. So, but speaking of being late, that's the way it's going to have to be. DeTinker, I'm glad you're here and listening, so you can help me get this resolved here. There's going to have to be some changes made on the website, and thank you, DeTinker. It's going to have to be some changes whenever you have time and you're able to make a few changes. I'll make some changes on, Facebook pages and stuff. But, for the last several years since we've been, doing this, we've made every attempt to satisfy everybody in the country to make sure that we change our time. Since Arizona doesn't change, we have to change our time twice a year so that everybody else doesn't. Well, starting tonight, everybody else is going to have to twice a year. We're gonna be on. Amy will be on at 8 o'clock. I'll be on at 9 on Mondays, and I will be at 9 on Wednesdays. And that may also mean that we can do some more live Liberty Lounge shows. But that's just the way it's going to have to be. You guys will have to either adjust to it or listen to the podcast, because we've done this for so long, and when the time doesn't change for us in the summertime, it don't get dark till damn near 10 o'clock. So, it's 7. We're still out and about and doing things and working and everything else. So, 8 o'clock, we're getting in. We have dinner. We actually just got through with dinner 30 minutes ago. So. This will serve as notice, and I'll get it on the Facebook page and everything, that we're going to be, the Shooting Bench will be at 9 o'clock Arizona time from here on out for the foreseeable future. So there you have it. And like I said, this may allow us to do some live Liberty Lounge shows also, so. We'll see how that works out. Now, I'm going to talk about a couple things here, and I want you to kind of keep these in the back of your mind as we go along. By the way, while we're on that subject here about changing times, how inconvenient is that going to be for all of you? I don't think it's going to hurt the West Coast people any. It is going to be a little later for the guys out east, and I'm sorry about that. But it just causes too much headache around here, and we've done it for... I don't know how long, ever since I've been in Arizona. So seven years, 8 years, whatever it's been. So I'm hoping that it won't be too much of a deal breaker for everybody, but you can always go to tsb.podbean.com and catch them shortly after they're over with. All right. Well, we got here anyway. There's Nan, I see. Mountain Shooter, yes. Amy will be going to 8 o'clock on Mondays. I will be going at 9. So, Arizona time.
which I guess, what is that? I'm not even going to try to figure it out. You guys figure it out. Okay, we got AZ Bound and the Tinker still with us, sir. And the Tinker, I sure appreciate everything that you do. It's, you're the nuts and bolts here to keep this thing on the track, so. And Minnie and Mountain Shooter and Nan and Tebow and some anonymous guy out there. So hopefully anonymous will be. A lot of times I get emails or texts or something from these anonymous and it's somebody we know that just, or somebody that I know that just doesn't want to get on the chat. So they just get on here to listen. So, and that's fine. That's cool. All right, let's see. Yakima Glock just grabbed us, and to Tinker, don't strain your milk. You know, if you do what you can, and if you can make a few changes there, I appreciate it. But if not, we'll change it on the Facebook page and my website and all that. So it'll work itself out. People will eventually figure it out, and it'll be okay. All right, now there's a few things I want to go through first here, and then we're going to back up and do something else. You guys remember when, I'm going to save this one, never mind. Let's see here, there's that. That's going to be a good one. Here we go. So let's start here. This was in, excuse me. Now I'm not sure how to pronounce this. It's D-U-N-E-D-I-N. It looks like Dunedin or Dunedin or whatever. It is, and where is this? Anyway, this guy is being fined $30,000. Remember this number because it's going to be important in a little bit. $30,000 for tall grass, and obviously he didn't have that laying around in his underwear drawer in the bedroom, so they are foreclosing on his home because he let his grass grow too long. Now, I want you to know that that's not okay with me. Of course, if he moved into a neighborhood somewhere and signed covenants, then he signed covenant. So if you don't obey him, that's the trouble he's going to get into. But if this is a home and you own the land and you didn't sign covenants and you want to grow, you know, 2 foot tall grass in your yard, that should be just fine. It said that they moved to foreclose on his home this last Tuesday because he failed to pay nearly $30,000 in code violation fines that he had amassed, that he accrued in 2018. They fined him $500 a day over the summer because his grass grew longer than 10 inches. $500 a day. The same day the city moved to foreclose, the guy filed a lawsuit against the city and the members of the code enforcement board. He's seeking $1 in nominal damages, attorney's fees, and injunctions that would relieve him of the fines. I don't get that completely. He says the suit also hopes to end the practice of fining people without considering the homeowner's ability to pay. Not just everybody has $30,000 laying around. I'd be hard-pressed to go scrape up $3 right now. But anyway, excessive fine, absolutely outrageous. The whole thing, it just stinks to high heaven to me. But remember that number. Let's see. That one's not it. I've got one more. That one's not it, and that one's not it, and that one's not it. Oh, yeah, here's another one. All right, remember these numbers. This is a climate change expert here, they say, that is being sentenced to let me see if I can get some of these things out of the way here. I swear, I don't know. I put these things up on my phone and I get them all ready and everything, and then I go and put them on the computer and I get all these ads and stuff. So here's a climate change expert, they say, has been sentenced to 32 months for fraud. This guy posed as someone that was working for the CIA for quite a while. And it got to be where he said lying was just a rush, you know, that he was had all these people convinced that he was a CIA agent and got, you know, a lot of special privileges and stuff. And this is an old story, okay, real old story. But it's one I chose for what I'm going to talk about here in a minute. 32 months for fraud, okay? Here is, no, that's the subject of the, all right, just remember those two things there. And then think about this one. This woman tried to flush down the toilet a newborn baby and gets probation and parenting classes. California, obviously. Not obviously, but 27-year-old California will not serve a day in jail for entering a plea to charges tried to drown her newborn. Tried to drown the baby in the toilet after giving birth in a McDonald's bathroom during her shift in September of 2017. Now, this is a brand new story, so this has been in, I guess, in the courts or whatever since that amount of time. A co-worker went to check on her, found the baby face down in the toilet bowl, and the woman was holding him down. And thankfully, this co-worker called the police, and they took the baby to the hospital, and he survived. So here she is. Now, this was a full-term, I guess, baby. It wasn't, obviously, she didn't get an abortion in the bathroom. And she's trying to murder this human being, this little bitty human being. And she gets probation and parenting classes. So she gets slapped on the wrist for trying to kill a human being. And here's a guy that gets charged $30,000 for not mowing his lawn. And another one, what was the other one there? Oh, 32 months in jail for fraud. Neither of which hurt anybody. And this woman gets parenting classes, slap on the hand, basically, for trying to murder a baby. Caught red-handed. Took the baby to the hospital. And it survived. And she gets parenting classes. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that is not okay. That's not even a little bit okay with me. So, not very many of you know that here, 3 weeks ago or so, I missed a couple of shows and was a little bit vague about what was going on and everything. Well, I had a grandson that was stillborn, and the last time I went was not here. I had gone to bury him. Now, the first time I was gone, I went to see my daughter. She was doing fine. Baby was doing fine. It was her water had broke way early, And the doctors can't explain it. There's no rhyme or reason for why this happened. But they said there was enough fluid in there, I hope there was enough fluid in there to keep him alive. Heartbeat was strong. Everything was going well. That's why this story kind of hit me here. Everything was going well. I said, okay, so it looks good. I'm going to go ahead and go back home, and you guys keep me informed of what's going on. So it was literally on my way home that they said the heartbeat had changed. The baby wasn't doing well. And so they put her back in the hospital, and she's I'm not sure she ever left the hospital. But, so they had to induce labor, and that didn't go well. It didn't work like it was supposed to, and they kept giving her drugs and stuff and trying to make this happen. So anyway, finally it happened, and I turned around and went back over there, and they said, well, we'll wait until you get here, whatever time it is, before we, do the funeral, the burial. Funeral, very informal. I mean, they let you have the baby because in their minds, it was too early and too little to be called a people. In their minds, it was still a fetus. They said, here you go, you can have it. You can do whatever you want to do with it. There's no birth certificate. No death certificate, no anything. It was just, here you go. They was nice enough to give a little coffin looking little thing and, with a ribbon on it and, pictures and all this stuff. And, they were very compassionate, towards, my daughter and the family and everything. But it wasn't a baby to them. It was still a fetus. So, like I said, the ceremony was very, very informal and everything. It just went, took and buried him in a family, plot out there. But as I was listening to this nurse and watching all this stuff go on here, and here's this little baby. Of course, I got in there, my daughter's holding him. She's crying and everything. Cause, this thing that she was holding looked just like a little people. A little bit, not exactly what you'd want to wake up and kiss in the morning, but I mean, it was a little people. And, to them, it was nothing. It was just, so much stuff. Yeah, you can have it. You can do whatever you want to with it. So this thing with this lady here, when I was a girl, whatever, trying to kill this baby and get this full term, honest to goodness baby, and gets probation for it. And the guy lets his grass grow too long, gets charged $30,000, and they're foreclosed on his house. This whole thing it's just not okay. And Tebow, yeah, it's upside down, and Doc, you're right there too. It's just and thank you, Dan. So it was hard, but I mean it was a grandson, but it wasn't like he was 5 years old and they miss all the fishing trips and birthday parties and all that, but still it was kind of tough. And so that was my whole thing for remembering some of these numbers and stuff. So let's move on to some other stuff. Let me slip a couple of things over here right quick, if you guys will allow me just a little tiny second here to take care of business. And I'm going to open this thing up here. And all right, there we go. We'll do that. All right, let's get back over here. Let's do something. You remember You should. We talked about it on the show extensively when it happened. Remember Justine Damond or whatever her name was? Remember when the really, really, really pretty blonde lady in Minneapolis. Remember she was driving the car and this Muslim, I assume he's a Muslim, it doesn't ever say that, but his name is Muhammad. And so remember he fired across, the officer was driving, he was in the passenger seat, he fired in front of him across through the window and killed this woman for no reason whatsoever. Nobody could figure it out. This was, I don't remember when this was, a couple of years ago, 2017. She'd called 911, remember? And this guy, this cop, just shot her. She was about to get married. If I remember right, she was at her husband-to-be's home, I believe. And she had called 911 because she had heard, stuff had been going on in her neighborhood and stuff. Really pretty lady. Well, justice has been a long time coming. But this was one time when they just flat couldn't justify it. He was fired and he was convicted of third degree murder. And now the family has agreed to settle for $20 million. You know, I hate it that that's taxpayer money that has to do this, but it has to be that way. You know, they could sue the fired officer. He's in jail. He has no means to pay. I would like to think that they would try to get a judgment against him. So if he ever does get out of jail, that he'll never own anything of any significance in his life. But anyway, that's what happened, is they agreed on $20 million. But, you know, that's a lot of money, and these people are going to be happy. They're going to be able to do stuff that they may not have been able to do before. And you know, $20 million makes people pretty happy, probably. But you still can't bring back this lady. Or, you know, any child or spouse or family member or whatever the case may have been, that any case in history, no amount of money brings that person back. And I just, anyway. You look at this picture of her, and she's just so, she just looks like she's happy as she can possibly be, grinning ear to ear. And the guy just shot her. Unbelievable. You may remember when that happened, because I went through the roof. I was furious when this happened. All right, well, I'll tell you what's going to happen right now is we're going to take a little break, all right?
I'll be back.
Saturday morning, serials chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, sock tops, Studebaker, Pepsi please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie Cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The Hip Parade, Grape Truade, the Sadie Hawkins Dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and pegging your pants. Howdy doody, tutti frutti, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those? James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Bend and burn and wait your turn.
turn and four foul balls, you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps, and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Dancing blows, a little more on jokes and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas, Corks, Roy Rogers, horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, pitching woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Knock, knock jokes, who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we do. Ah, do we remember these?
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother next, it may be me. We all stand together, or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree? Are you willing to be free? It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
All right, now I'm back. Hang on a minute. Stand by. Be ready for a tiny little bit of silence starting, I think.
I'm not positive.
And we're back. I'm back. We're not back. I'm back because I'm doing this all by myself. You know, I went and did, I did four classes Saturday. I did a class on, three of them were the same class over and over. I did three 45-minute classes on go bags and everyday carry and all that for a preparedness fair in Snowflake. And then I had to rush right straight from there and change shirts and go to a Faraday protection class and alternative charging means and stuff like that, accessories for these radios. And then I got a phone call last night after this was all over with. And a guy called and said, you know, a lot of people wanted to go there, and the people to that go bag class, and the people that I talked to about it just really couldn't say enough about it. So we'd like to ask you if you could come back and do the same class, only a 2-hour class instead of 45 minutes. If you could come back and do it, and we'll video it, and you can have the rights to the video as long as we can have one for our group. And we'll video it and give it to you, and you can have the rights to it. You can sell it and do whatever you want to with it. And I said, well, yeah, that sounds like a good deal. So I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but we may be having a video coming up on that here shortly. So, and they'll give it to me, and I'll edit it and take out some of the mistakes and whatever, and get it out here pretty soon. All right, let me double check and see all the little things are bouncing up and down. They're the right color here, so we can continue to march. There we go. All right, what do we got next here? You know, children can be brutal. How you see some of the most heart-wrenching, kindest, loving things that some of these kids do, and then you see other ones that you just want to choke them. I mean, they're just they're so brutal and so mean. And this story is not going anywhere. It doesn't have, it just bothers me that kids can be like this, and so often that they get away with it. This was in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and there was a girl on the school bus, elementary school, and she was delayed, a little slow, can't talk. And that was the ninth. So this would have been a week ago today, that she ran off the bus, ran to her mother with tears in her eyes, and she said she was just absolutely inconsolable. So her mother tried to calm her down by giving her a bath, and that's when she noticed the bruises. She sits directly behind the bus driver on the bus with other students, other special needs students there. And she can't tell them to stop. You know, she can't scream. She couldn't do anything. And she couldn't get away because she's in a 5-point harness car seat. She just had to sit there and take it. And the bus driver wasn't stopping. Now, I don't know what was going on with the bus driver, why maybe he's sitting right directly behind and couldn't see in the mirror or not paying attention or didn't care. You know, I don't know. I can't say. But they didn't do anything anyway. But there was a video, recording device in the bus, and they're investigating the video now, and the parents said the principal has already watched it and told them it was gruesome and horrifying to watch this. So they've reached out to the family, and they're going to, they're offering, you know, physical and emotional support and all this. So I guess they kicked the kid out of school. The student that was biting the kid is no longer there. So that was, you know, once in a while, we're seeing a little bit of justice being meted out here. Not often, but sometimes, you know, we've talked about, I don't know how many different fights and stuff on school buses where kids have literally completely gotten away scot-free with no repercussions whatsoever. And this has happened numerous times. So I'm glad to see that this turned out the way it did. That was it breaks my heart. You know, when I look on Facebook on some of these stories, you can only do one icon, you know, one little reaction or whatever you call it. You can like it, you can love it, you can laugh at it, you can get mad, you can cry. And then things like this, we need two of them. I need to say, you know, for the story itself, it makes me cry. You know, I hate to see this happen to kids. But I also need to put on there, it makes me mad, like furious, like blowing up. And so sometimes I don't know which one to click because it breaks my heart that these kids, a lot of different stories do. And so while I do feel, and I've thought about this, I don't know how many times on Facebook, when I look at the people that react to these, different Facebook posts, and I look at who it is. Sometimes it's people that I know. Sometimes it's not, or know them just through, you know, a lot of interaction on Facebook. And I see the people that I know or that I think
Our sheepdogs usually respond the same way I do. And the gentle, loving sheep, meaning no disrespect at all, this, you know, it's the example that Colonel Grossman uses. And they're always the ones that are crying and all that stuff, and the other people are the ones that are angry. And I see this, I should have made some notes of this, because I've been, over the last, you know, few months, I've been looking at this and thinking about it. And it's interesting to see how people respond to some of these Facebook posts.
By the way, I still have a Facebook presence here, but I'm still trying. I'm posting a little more on Gab, and I've got a lot of friends have moved over to Gab. I think I have like 600 followers over there now. So got a lot of people moving over to Gab. The more Facebook infringes on privacy and everything, the more people I get following me over on Gab. So Gab has a new URL. You can go to gab.ai or gab.com, gab.com. I've told you before, it's a little tougher than Facebook to get used to. It's new, relatively new, but they've got like 10,000 new members on Gab every day. People are flooding to Gab. Unfortunately, a lot of them are still going to MeWe too, and I'm trying like hell to talk them out of that. MeWe is Facebook Lite. MeWe still has provisions there where if you hurt somebody's feelings, that you can have your content yanked over there. No such thing in Gab. Unless what you're saying is illegal, you can say anything you want. If you don't like it, don't read it. If it bothers you, delete it. If it bothers you real bad, block the person. That's what grown-ups do. That's how it works. So we don't need MeWe or Facebook or the government or the teacher or mommy to help us out when somebody hurts your feelings. If you get your feelings hurt, you know, suck it up. It happens. It's one of those things. It's called life. And that's just one of those things, you know. So, let's see. There was, I'm getting away from what I was originally going to talk about here, because I remembered something else, speaking of Facebook. And a guy, there was a post on there. It was posted numerous times, actually, where it showed that, remember we talked, I think we talked about it last Wednesday, where the Democrats are going crazy because they, you know, one of the shooters was a Trump hater and anti-Christian and blah, 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 and the other one was a girl that identified as a boy. And this just is not what the Democrats want. But so this meme comes out about this girl. It says, oh, she's only 18 years old, and in Colorado you have to be 21 to buy a gun. What law would have stopped this? Okay, I get the point of the post. No law would have stopped it, obviously. But the meme is still misleading because for a couple of reasons. Number one, you have to be 21 in any state. That's federal law to buy a handgun from a dealer, from a licensed individual. However, you can in private sale buy a handgun at 18 in many states. Arizona is one of them. You can open carry down the street in Phoenix when you're 18 here, 19 in New Mexico. You can get a concealed carry permit at 18 in Indianapolis, in Indiana. And this guy said, well, I didn't, and he didn't believe me, so I went and posted a screenshot from the ATF's page and all that, and I said, no, I'm pretty well versed in this. I've been a dealer for a long time. And so he said, well, I didn't know that, but thanks for letting me know. But if I was a dealer, I would never sell a handgun to an 18-year-old. He said, maybe I would sell it to their parents, and they could decide whether he needed it or not. And I said, what? I said, we have young men, women that join the military, and they are entrusted with fully automatic weapons and rocket launchers and tanks and nuclear weapons and whatnot. And you would have them ask their mommy if they could have a gun, have a handgun. It's okay with the feds. It's okay in many states. Federal law says it's fine. And you would have them go ask their mommy? You got to be kidding me. And this is a problem. There was somebody else posted something. What was it? Maybe I can find it here real quick. It was something similar. And it was about, let me see if I can find it here real quick for you. I'm getting closer. Stand by. Still getting closer. I don't know if I'm going to find it or not. Anyway, it was another deal where, I haven't found it yet, but it was about burning the flag or something, and they said, is this okay with you? And here it is. Liberals are saying Americans' flag is offensive. American flag is offensive to Muslims. Share if you don't give a damn. He said, I am banned from sharing. Let's see. Well, no, that's not it either. Anyway, it was something like that. And they said, are you okay with this? And I said, well, I'm not okay with it, but I'm not okay with making it illegal either. I said, the Constitution is either for everybody or it's for nobody. So even though it is unsavory to most of us for people to do this, it is, the First Amendment allows people to do this, to express themselves. And if it bothers you, I'm sorry, it bothers me. And while I might be very much inclined to stomp a mud hole in somebody that does that, I'm not for making it illegal. It just shouldn't be that way. So, I don't know what happened to it. I still can't find it. Let's see. Florida schools are forcing students. Here we go. Maybe this is it. Let me check. Yeah, this is it. Florida schools are forcing students to stand during the national anthem. If you support this, please like and share. And I said, no, actually I don't. Making them stand is just as bad as making them sit. So as unsavory as it sounds to most of us, it's a direct violation of the First Amendment. But then so is not allowing it. No. Anyway, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. All right, we're getting close to time here and I haven't got half the stories done that I'd planned to do, but that's okay. Have you seen the... President Trump, apparently, I don't know how far this is going to go or what's happening, but he's calling for a nationwide concealed carry and an end to gun and magazine bans. I don't know, if this is just a... a political ploy here, or if he's really going to try to do something with this. We've seen the ban on the bump stocks and stuff, and this is where it really starts eating at me, because, yeah, I was very much against the ban on bump stocks, very much against it, although I don't care that they're gone. I do care that he did it, because I think it's unconstitutional. But as far as that, I could care less. I can bump fire a gun with my finger, you know, just as fast as bump fire with stock. But and where it gets sticky here is if we have one single item here that people are saying, see, I told you, you know, I don't support President Trump, but look at all the other things that he's done. We're crying out loud. It's really tough to, that's why I'm hoping that he does go ahead and do this. Maybe he'll redeem himself in a lot of people's eyes if he gets this nationwide concealed carry. Now, I've told you many times that I am not for nationwide concealed carry. I've told you before, if what the feds give, if the feds can take it away. But I think Trump's biggest problem is education. I think he's just not well-versed in a lot of this stuff. And I'm not sure if he knows exactly what he's doing. The only advice he gets are from people that are not on our side, for the most part. Hang on a minute. So we'll see what happens here over the next next few months. This is going to be a very, very interesting year. I promise you that. Particularly in the gun control, in the gun rights arena, we're going to see a lot of problems here. The civil war that we've talked about for so long, I think, is getting ever closer with Antifa and the Democrats doing what they're doing and all this. It's just, it looks to me like it's just about to come to a head. And that will be unfortunate, and in some ways it'll be a relief in other ways, I guess. Nobody wants to see this happen. We just want to see the results after it's over with. That's what it is. Cuba, socialism is working well in Cuba. They're facing a very widespread rationing crisis right now for things, you know, essential things like chicken and eggs and rice and beans and soap and just, you know, basic stuff. And Florida being where it is and taking the stand that they have over the years, they've faced little shortages, you know, numerous times. But apparently this one is going to be, or is, pretty substantial right now. So they lost a lot of support and a lot of things coming in from Venezuela and stuff. So, oh well, that's what happens. I guess you guys heard about the little war broke out here in the Strait of Hormuz last night, and it's all out on the news now. Not sure exactly what all happened, but the initial assessment by the United States is blaming Iran for attacking these ships. There was a number of ships hit last night in the Strait of Hormuz, and a couple of them had got, you know, 5-10 foot holes in the side of them that was, they said, at or just below the waterline. And they're believing that they were explosive charges. So it'll probably be, you know, a few days or a week or whatever until they investigate this and decide which story they're going to feed us. But that's the way it stands right now. So one last thing I want to go over here before I disappear. They're saying now, this story just came out yesterday, late yesterday afternoon, says California may go dark this summer, and most people are just not ready for it. They have, you know, blackouts here and there, but apparently they're expecting some really serious stuff this year. They said that, and a lot of it's going to be on purpose. It's going to be shut down. They're planning this. says a plan by California's biggest utility to cut power on high wind days during the onrushing wildfire season could plunge millions of residents into darkness, and most people aren't ready. The plan by PG&E, PG&E is not on everybody's good list anyway right now, comes from the bankrupt utility, said a transmission line that snapped in windy weather probably started last year's fire in Paradise, the deadliest fire in state history. While the plan may end one problem, it creates another as Californians seek to deal with what some say could be days and days of blackouts. So the guy here says he's worried about this. The governor, said he's budgeting $75 million to help communities deal with this. He's worried about the elderly and whatnot. So 6 of the 10 most destructive wildfires in California history have come in the last 18 months, killing 123 people and shutting down large sections of the state electrical grid. So this is going to be interesting. There's a lot more to this story, but it's just telling you about the logistics of this as it's about to happen. So, be interesting to see for sure. So let me bounce back over here to the chat room and see what's going on. What's that deal DeTinker posted here? Colorado STEM school shooting suspects were two white Christian males with AR-15. No, actually they weren't. Just kidding. It was a gay dude and a transgender with handguns who hated Christians, and that's why the media stopped talking about it. Yep, that's a fact. That is a fact. So, yeah, Mountain Shooter, I was wondering about that myself. Where are they going to get the money for this? So, all right. Well, I've had all the fun I can stand. Starting tonight, remember, for those of you that came in late, Shooting Bench is changing times. We are forevermore, at least in the foreseeable future, going to be starting at 9 o'clock Arizona time, whatever time it is everywhere else. When the time changes, we will be in sync with Mountain Time half of the year, and we will not be in sync with Pacific Time or anybody else for half the year. So that's... It's just become too much of a hassle to try to keep up with all this. I've been doing it for, eight years now or something like that? 7 years? So, it ends tonight. So, 9 o'clock. If it's too late for some of you, I really do apologize for that. But it will be available. I'm going to be more diligent in getting the podcast up since I'm doing this. So that if you miss the show or whatever, they will be up. In a much more timely manner. So with all that being said, also means Amy's show is going to be coming on an hour later. It'll be coming on at 8 o'clock on Mondays, and the Shooting Bench will be at 9 on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Liberty Lounge at 9 on Fridays. And with that, I foresee being able to start doing some live Liberty Lounges on Friday also. So, I've had my little spiel, so I'm out of here, and we'll see you guys possibly this Friday. And I will put an announcement on Facebook, and I'll put an announcement on the chat room if it looks like I'm going to be able to do it live. At this point, since we've changed times, I think it's a very real possibility. So, good night.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me. No explanation, no reconciliation.